o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Flash, flash.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this. This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
There's been a lot going on behind the scenes, and I'm really grateful for that. It is a great feeling being back home to see my family. I've learned a big lesson from what I've been through over the past few days.
That is the voice of Brisbane Broncos' David Fifita, who landed back in Australia after spending 3 days behind bars in Bali over an alleged assault, MG.
Yeah, it sounds very remorseful, and I suppose that 3 days and nights in a Bali prison cell will do that to you.
Absolutely. We've got the full audio of Broncos boss Paul White and NRL CEO Todd Greenberg. We'll find out what they think about David Fifita's return to the country. And MG, I've got a big question, a burning question I need to ask you about NRL fullbacks.
Yes.
I need you to answer for me in about 15 minutes. Time.
Seems that everybody, all the outside backs these days, want to be a fullback for that elusive $1 million.
Yes. We're talking about Ryan Grant as well?
Yeah, I've got a little game when I play with Ryan Grant.
You got a little game?
Yeah, the man with the marvellous mullet. He's over in Jordan as we speak, so we're going to try and get hold of him, but I'm going to have a little... We've got a little game that I want to play with him that is a surprise to you.
Outstanding. Looking forward to that. And your chance to win Wanderers tickets again tonight. But up next, Todd Greenberg described last year's off-season as a train wreck. This off-season is only 5 weeks old and already Todd's had to respond to the direction it's heading. We've got the audio next for you. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, across the Triple M network. Let's do this.
Trending now.
Broncos forward David Fifita landed this morning, MG, in Brisbane Airport after he spent 3 days behind bars in Bali over an alleged assault. He reached a peace agreement with the alleged victim of the assault. He is back in Australia, but the next meeting he's got to have is with the NRL's integrity unit.
Yeah, and the punishment for what has happened over in Bali will be very interesting to see what... I personally don't think it'll be too heavy. I think it'll be a very high suspended sentence. I don't think he'll miss any NRL games. I don't think it'll kind of be along the same lines as Nelson Solomona. You know, Nelson missed... And I didn't think Nelson would miss any games either, but he missed 3 test matches, which... In the end, when you're deprived of playing for your country, that's a pretty big sacrifice.
And a $15,000 suspended fine is what Nelson Solomona received. This is what Broncos CEO Paul White had to say to the media waiting at Brisbane Airport today.
We're just happy to have him, I guess, out of, you know, that cell. He had been there for 3 days, and for a young 19-year-old man, we understand it was a fairly harrowing experience, and no doubt he's going to learn a big lesson from this, and as a club, we'll be there to support him, but also to guide him to make better decisions in the future.
Yeah, and you hope, and I like what he says, but you'd hope as a club going forward, the Broncos, you know, they've been in the headlines for the wrong reasons all of this year. And I think they've got to try and eradicate that, especially the night before the major semi-final against the Parramatta Eels. And Dave Fifita was one of them guys who were playing the pokies. And then it's not the crime of the century. We said that. But to be sitting there playing pokies, your mind is the furthest thing on the game ahead.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anybody says. If anyone says, oh, you know, it's harmless fun. They're at a pub. Man, you got one of the biggest games of your life the next day.
Well, one thing the Broncos did prove this year is that they will come down this current... iteration of the club, they will punish players when the players have done the wrong things themselves. They punish Payne Haas when he refused to cooperate with the NRL's integrity unit.
Well, there's the irony in that, isn't it? That Payne Haas and Dave Fifita were presumably in Bali on their own.
Mm.
And really, it's kind of, they've got to, you might as well draw a target on your back.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
But look, with Payne Haas, since he was dealt with earlier in the year, arguably, it worked because he had a season basically to die for.
Absolutely.
It was incredible. So hopefully the same thing will happen to Dave Fifita.
Well, Todd Greenberg's the other big person I think everybody who follows rugby league has been waiting to hear from me. Famously described last year's off-season as a train wreck, they then introduced the no-fault stand-down policy as a hard stance, line in the sand for the players and what the expectations are. This is Todd Greenberg launching Magic Round today in Brisbane, but here's what he had to say when asked about the David Fifita incident.
Well, it's a terrible look. It's up to our integrity unit now to quickly try to get to the bottom of that. Players are on notice about the decisions they make and the accountability that goes with those decisions. I don't want to have another off-season of players doing the wrong thing. The game can't afford that, and the fans don't want to see it, and I certainly don't want to see it.
Yeah, he sounded pretty peeved.
He sounds like a man who... he's not involved in the integrity unit.
No, he's not.
Which is, I think, is a good thing for David Fifita, because Todd sounds fired up.
Oh, the integrity unit, I don't think will come down easy on David Fifita. I mean, this is a kid who's about to be a sensational rugby league player, but there is a little couple of white flags of recent times with him. I think what Paul White has done in getting around the player is exactly what you have to do, and both Nelson Solomona's and David Fifita's crimes aren't the crimes of the century, but I understand Todd Greenberg. Not a good look for the game.
The club's job is to protect the player. Paul White did that with the way he spoke to the media. Todd's job is to protect the game.
I agree.
And he was doing the same thing.
I agree.
The next development of this that we will wait to hear from, Paul White did say as well that there's a version of events that we, the media, haven't heard. We've put across one version of events, which is the one that's been portrayed of the alleged assault. Paul White said at the airport today that he, David Fifita, will get his chance to tell his side of the story. Now, Ian Prendergast, the Players Association CEO, has also said that he looks forward to David being given the opportunity to explain his version of events.
How will it matter? How will it matter? If Nelson Solomona gave his version of events that said that he was backing up a player who was about to be glassed, then all of a sudden we heard that maybe it might have been different. Look, the bottom line is, if the boss of the game, which Todd Greenberg is, he's got to make a stance on player behaviour, and I think that with this game being such a big conglomerate at the moment, I think it's got to be a strong one.
That's a new word in your vocab, isn't it?
Conglomerate.
Yeah.
Let's try and spell it.
All right. No, well,
look, look, they're both young kids. You know, we're talking about. They'll get over it, and I think this is one of the best lessons that David Fifita will ever learn in his life.
Absolutely, and no doubt his mother's probably had a pretty strong word with him as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, across the Triple M network. Up next, MG, fullbacks.
Wants to be a fullback.
I want to ask you if it's going to cause problems elsewhere in the game. Up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Hoodoo Gurus on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. MG, something's been eating away at me.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Now, we've heard whispers that Latrell Mitchell is interested in possibly putting on the number one jumper and fullback.
Yes.
Zach Lomax reportedly has an interest in playing there long term as well. These are both centres at the moment for their club, more outside backs.
I've even heard maybe Bronson Sherry and Addo Carr would like to try their hand at fullbacks.
Is the paycheck being offered for fullbacks going to start creating problems elsewhere in the NRL?
Look, I don't think so. There's only 16 positions for a fullback in the top grade of NRL. There's 32 for centres.
And 32 for wings as well, yeah.
Yeah, and look, I think why the current, frenzy to play fullback, not just to do with the money, but I think fullback has become the most expressive position on the rugby league field. When I say that, I mean everyone else is in corridors. Whether you're a left or right centre, whether you're a left or right wing, or if you're a left and right back rower, these days, probably hooker, fullback, and lock forward. If I'm the young guy, that's where I want to play.
Because you've got license.
You've got license. You know, even when I played back in my day, myself and Johnny Cartwright were, left and right second rowers, but we could roam. We could go, if I saw something down the blind side, I'd tell Cardi, I'm coming your way, and vice versa. Cardi, get that right arm going with the hook pass. He would set up many a try, and most of them were done on my side of the field.
Right.
But at the moment, we see guys that are just confined to a 10-metre corridor, and it pisses me off. It really does, the way rugby league players just don't even dare to venture over the other side, because it's like if they go across the line, it's barbed wire.
Mm. If it's irking you, and you talk about if you think those are the positions that young kids will be attracted to because it offers them the most freedom on the field...
Of course it does.
Does that not potentially cause some problems for the skill sets of those positions where the players, as you say, are forced to run in corridors?
Well, as long as we've got coaches who and every coach does it, as long as we have this new mantra that everybody has to stick to their side and everyone has to stay in their corridor, we're going to create robots. We're not going to create expressive players because the players are too scared. We're looking at halfback ranks these days. Halfbacks, the modern day halfback is scared to do anything besides kick the ball and pass it because that's the job they've got. They're told to do. The hooker's the one who has license out of dummy half, a la Cookie, a la other hookers in the competition who we see are going to start to mirror what Damien Cook does.
Reed Marnie's shown a little bit of it with
Reed Marnie, and then we look at Taumalolo at lock forward, and who doesn't want to play lock forward? You know, that you're right in the guts. Yeah. You can go on both sides. You can offload. Even front rows these days are restricted by what they can do.
Mm.
But if you're a hooker, you're a fullback, or you're a lock forward, you've got license to go wherever you want.
So from a tactical, positional, and play sense, there are some potential hurdles. But from a list management, player agent sense, this current crop of fullbacks, Tedesco, Gutherson, Dal Martini's Lesniak, Charles Nicol-Klokstad, Ponga, Tuivasa-Sheck,
wow,
Trebojevic,
Pappenhausen, Drinkwater.
There is so much talent and established, you know, achievements at that position.
And most of them start on the wing.
And these are the clubs are willing to pay for that. Now, if I'm a player manager of an outside back, guess where I'm telling him to put his hand up to play?
Fullback. But that's kind of you've got to earn the right to do that. You've got to be like someone like Sivo couldn't be a fullback at the moment because his passing game isn't quite there. You've got to be almost like a ball playing fullback these days. If you can't pass the ball and you're a fullback, forget about it. You're on the wing, or you're in the centres because centres these days even have to pass the ball to the wingers.
Mm.
If they get caught with the ball, it's deemed to be that, you know, that's a bad thing for the team.
Mm.
Where in days gone by, we'd see the centres as the most flamboyant players on the rugby league field. Other, you know, the Eddinghouses and the Girdlers and the McGaws and the Dailies.
Mm.
The centres were the man. Because you get the ball to the centres and they can do what they wanted with it. But now the centres are kind of saying, well, you know what? I don't think I want to be a centre because we make half of what the fullbacks are making.
Jack Wharton.
So I'm going 5'8".
Centre to fullback to 5'8".
Guess where I'm playing if I'm a young black? If I'm a speedy guy, fullback. Yeah. If I've got a bit of size about me, I'm playing lock forward.
Well, MG, I'll let you talk about something that you understand well. Up next, I'm going to make you do something you don't do so well. 133353. If you want to win tickets to the Wanderers taking on Melbourne City, 22nd of November, you can get tickets at wanderland.com.au, or you can win them next. You just have to be able to outspell Mark Guy.
Which is hard.
Focused on Sydney, focused on sport. The big stories, the smallest details.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Sure, MG can spell his own name, but can he spell anyone else's? Time to take the big man on. This is Can MG Spell?
Yes.
You guys, you know what? You, Charlie, Tony, you're getting cheeky boys.
We are.
You are.
We are. It's getting closer to the end of the year. We're getting a little bit brave and a bit nervous when you decide to put us back in our box. Hey, Wanderers fans, 133353, now is your chance to win a double to get along to see your team play Melbourne City 22nd of November. You can get tickets at wanderland.com.au or you can win them here with us right now. MG, the way this is going to work, Jared in Alfords Point is our first contestant. G'day, Jared.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Hello, Jared.
Gentlemen, this is going to be a penalty shootout style. I'm going to give you something you have to spell. Jared, if MG gets it wrong and you get it correct, you will win the double. If not, we'll go along to the next contestant, okay?
Too easy.
Good luck, Jay, man.
All right. Yesterday it was
good luck, MG.
Yesterday, oh, you guys are so polite.
How nice
yesterday it was football players. Today, in honour of the Wanderers, it is suburbs of Western Sydney.
Oh, my Lanta.
MG, okay. You're up first. Yaguna.
Yagoona.
Very good, very good. Put that one in the back of the net. All right, Jared, you're up. Jared, your suburb, Greenacre.
Oh, please.
Greenacre.
Oh, it's sharp start, both of them. Converted from both of them. All right, MG, Plumpton.
Mate, this is my back door.
Well, okay.
Plumpton.
They're very good. All right. I know it's your back door, but...
That's in the Druid, baby.
I've seen you forget your own name.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Jared, Colleton.
Colleton, is that right?
Yes, yeah. Colleton.
All right, C-O-L-Y-T-O-N.
Yes. Outstanding, wow. Jared.
Got lucky.
Well done. All right, MG, you're up.
Give me a hard one, mate. Come on.
Cobbity.
C-O-B-B-I-T-Y.
Oh, great save again by Jared.
All right, Jared. Wonderful save. To win the double, you need to spell Cobbity.
Oh, wow. Cobbity. C-O-B-B-E-R-T-R-Y.
Oh, Jared. Jared, that wasn't even close. The double is up for grabs. Max in Barton Ridge. For the double, yeah.
Spell Cobbity.
We need Cobbity.
Cobbity, C-O-B-I-T-Y.
It's proving tricky.
Wonderful save.
We've got Carl in Borkham Hill, who we've just lost, MG. You're very close. You're very, very close. Producer Charlie's just getting Carl in Borkham Hill back up on the line.
Cobbity. Yeah, no, I know where it is. It's near Camden and down that way. C-O-B-B-E-R-T-Y.
No, you got further away. Carl in Borkham Hill. This is for the double for the Wanderers.
Spell Cobbity. Hello?
Carl, you there? I heard it. I heard something close to the RT. It was C-O-B-B-I-T-T-Y. Congratulations, Carl.
Good work, Carlos, from Borkham Hills. Good line, man. He was in a tanker underwater. It sounded like a submarine.
Hey, we're going to stay on soccer for the moment. Ryan Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar with Sydney FC.
I've got a little quiz for Ryan.
And the soccer. We're calling him all the way in Jordan, speaking of good phone lines.
By the way, it's not Grant, it's Grant.
Ryan Grant will join us next on the Rush Hour with MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, this Friday, the Socceroos World Cup qualifying campaign continues. They take on Jordan in the early hours of Friday morning. This man will be a very important part of that side. He joins us on the line all the way from the Middle East, Ryan Grant from the Socceroos. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Oh, fantastic, buddy. Well, it's been a whirlwind 12 months for you. I think we spoke to you about this time last year when you were making your debut for the Socceroos. So do you mind if we take a little bit of credit for your success?
No, I remember the phone call well, actually. I always enjoy speaking to MG, so I do remember it. I'll give you a little bit of credit, yeah.
Oh, good on you, Ryan.
Outstanding. Well, Ryan, it has been a remarkable run in those 12 months from making your debut to essentially being a lock in this Socceroos side at right back. What do you put it down to, that the advance you've seen in the last 12 months with the national side?
It's sort of hard to put your finger on, but I think I was 27 when I made my debut, and I think just being a little bit older and not take things too seriously has sort of worked in my regard anyway, and I sort of approach things as more of a enjoy it while you're here and make the most of it rather than stressing too much about whether I'm playing well and whatnot. So I think maybe that's one of the keys.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, the Socceroos sit top of Group B with 3 wins in the World Cup qualifying. This match against Jordan, though, presents probably the trickiest game of the qualifying process so far. Last time the two sides play, Jordan got the honours in the Asian Cup group stages. How are things looking for Friday's game?
Oh, mate, we're obviously very confident. Whoever we play, we're always confident we're going to put on a good performance and get the 3 points. So this game's no different. We know it's going to be difficult. We won't take it too lightly. But, like I said, we're quietly confident we could get the 3 points over here in Jordan.
Rhino, then you've got a bit of a dash back home. Before we get on to the Beyond Blue Cup against Victory this weekend at Oaky Jubilee, logistically, once you dispose of Jordan, what do you do then? Do you jump straight on the plane to head back to Sydney for the Sunday's clash against the Victory?
Yeah, spot on. We'll obviously play the game here Thursday night here in Jordan, then straight to the airport from the game and straight into a flight. Then I think we get back early morning Saturday, so we've got a sort of a day there to recover and then get ready for the Sunday Arvo game. So yeah, it's pretty cramped, but at the same time, I suppose that's football for you. And sort of happens all over the world, and it's just a couple of games in a couple of days in a couple of different continents. So, it'll be interesting to see how I pull up, but I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, good on you, brother. And I know this Beyond Blue Cup means a lot to you, being a close mate of Sebastian Royal, with his book just coming out recently, and it's something close to your heart.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I suppose it's been going on for a while now, the Beyond Blue Cup, and yeah, I suppose it means a lot to everyone in this day and age. You see a lot of people affected by mental health, and a really close mate of mine, Sebastian Royal, you just mentioned, has just written a book, and he obviously had a tough period there and had a few struggles, but looks like he's come through it quite well now, and obviously I still speak to him very regularly, and yeah, he's doing really well, and really happy with how sort of the book's been received. So yeah, it's something that's definitely close to my heart, and it'd be good to get back and be a part of that game.
I've been working on something for you, because I knew we were going to speak to you tonight, so I've been into my little laboratory trying to make up a little opener for you, and this is called The World According to Ryan.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's The World According to Ryan.
Now, before this gets underway, I want to completely distance myself, Ryan. I've had nothing to do with it. This is all on Mark Geyer.
Yeah, I just want to pick your brain, brother. I reckon you're a real character of the game. We need more of you. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions about, you know, not too private, but and just want to get your honest answers, if that's okay.
Yeah, no worries. Go ahead.
What's your favourite junk food?
Chocolate.
What's your favourite alcoholic drink?
VB.
Have you got a hidden talent, Ryan, that nobody knows about?
I've got a few magic tricks that I pull out at the pub.
And finally, who was your favourite player from the Panthers' 91 grand final victory?
I have to say, Roy Sicilian.
AP! Hey, mate, come on!
Oh, you walked into it.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Come on, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Thought we're thick, brother.
Hey, now that if we're going down this track, I've got to tack one on. Ryan, you're a professional footballer. Why the bloody hell are you driving a 1984 Toyota Corona around?
Oh, mate, she's just a beauty, isn't she? She's been great, Nick, and she's too good to not buy. Yeah, couldn't help myself and bought it on the spot.
Whatever. If I give you any advice, brother, going forward, you stay you. You're a champion, brother. Thanks for your time,
Ryan,
again.
Ryan Grant, best of luck for the games both Friday morning and Sunday at the Beyond Blue Cup against Melbourne Victory.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Enjoy it. Cheers.
And for you, Sydney FC fans, we looked after the Wanderers fans moments ago. Now we want to look after you. Sydney FC take on Melbourne Victory, the 9th annual A-League Beyond Blue Cup. It's this Sunday at Jubilee Stadium. You can grab your tickets from Ticket Tech, or you can give us a call 133353 right now if you want to get yourself 4 tickets to Sunday's game. It's Rush Hour with MG. Up next, the winemaker. I think he's calling through.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Just a reminder for anybody out there looking for more information on the current bushfire situation, you can head to rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au or call the bushfire information line 1-800-679-737. MG, we are almost done for your Tuesday. Tomorrow on the show, Big Delicious, Wendell Saylor is going to be joining us for Good News Corner. He's got something exciting to tell us about, but when this man calls, we answer.
Ooh, I made it to the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. Ooh, I made it to the grapevine.
And I'm just about to lose my mind. And those who aren't familiar with the winemaker gives us all the gossip and innuendo on everything that's going on in sport.
Mysterious figure.
We call him the winemaker because, obviously, as the song goes, he heard it on the grapevine.
Hears things through the grapevine. We don't know who he is, but he joins us on the line now. G'day, winemaker.
Hey, boys. I can't tell you who I am or where I am, but I can tell you what I know. Kieran Foran. I am hearing that he's set to retire due to that shoulder injury suffered in his Kiwi appearance. Very sad news for the Bulldogs and the NRL.
Extremely. The way it folded that shoulder in the sixth or seventh minute of that test match means that there was a coexisting injury.
Mm.
It was so too easy.
Well, we spoke to the NRL physio during the week on the show.
Yep.
Who told us that with all the damage he suffered, it looks set to be at least a six-month layoff for him. Now, he's 29 years of age.
Yeah.
He's on a lot of money.
You know what? He's trying his guts out. I hope you're wrong, winemaker,
yeah,
but
I get the feeling
you're not.
All right. What else you got, winemaker?
Boys, I can revere with Manase Fanu currently dealing with off-field issues. Manly are desperate to find a hooker for the 2020 season, and they have turned to Jake Friend, who I am told is able to look elsewhere for 2020.
Oh, wow. Latrell and Jake Friend in 1 year, I couldn't see it happening.
The Seagulls need a hooker.
Yeah, I know, but that's this come from left field. Jake Friend, I didn't even think of it. He had such a disrupted year himself with the Roosters, and he made his way back in the grand final team, and
He's a two-time co-captain, co-premiership captain.
And you'd think you'd like to see him finish a Rooster, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Well, how
old is he?
Well, here's a guess. Who do you think's older out of Kieran Foran and Jake Friend?
Oh, Kieran Foran would be.
Just. They're the same age. They're both 29 years of age.
Okay, only 29. Yeah. Wow, they're only kids.
Yeah, Kieran Foran.
Babies.
I mean, Jake Friend's still got a lot of footy in front of him, but I guess if the Seagulls can afford him, and the Roosters, you know, they don't want to pay overs.
Does he want to go for a three-peat, or does he want to go for the cabbage?
Do you think they can win a three-peat?
Oh, they're definitely in the conversation.
Winemaker, they're two bombshells you've dropped on us. What else you got?
This week, the announcement went out that Cooper Cronk has joined the GWS Giants as a leadership consultant.
Mm.
However, I'm also hearing that he is joining the Queensland coaching staff as an assistant to Kevvy Walters next year before taking the head coaching job in 2021.
That surprised me when I saw this week. Well, no, it didn't surprise me because I know what a great sporting brain Cooper Cronk's got.
Yes.
So when I saw him linked to the GWS Giants, it kind of didn't make much of a surprise, but it did make me think, well, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next for Cooper? Because he is one of them guys who's very conscientious.
Yeah, he's a thinker. And look, the leadership role with the Giants, I have no doubt that they'll get a lot of benefit out of it. They've had the likes of Nick Maxwell, the former Collingwood skipper, out there in a similar role. Cooper will bring plenty to that team. But the idea of him taking over the Queensland coaching job, MG, what do you make of that?
Well, when most things Winemaker tells us are a first. And when I heard that, when he just said it then, I kind of thought, well, Kevvy seems to me to be the long-term coach, but
Next year is Kevvy's last year.
If New South Wales kept winning and Cooper Cronk is such a great footy brain, you put two and two together.
All right, Winemaker, another big one you dropped on us. What else you got? Anything else?
Yeah, just finally, boys, I gave you the winner of The Bachelor and the winner of Survivor, and I can reveal that the winner of The Bachelorette is Carlin.
Carlin. Yeah, it's vroom, vroom. Car. Like a car lid.
It's a car lid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, it's the roof of the car.
Hey, he's been right in all the
reality TV reality tips he's put us in on.
Yeah, so I'm going with the Winemaker.
Winemaker, thank you as always. We'll speak to you next time you call us.
Thanks very much, boys.
All right, MG, what a way to finish your Tuesday, Winemaker.
Yeah, the Winemaker. Let's see how accurate he is, but he worries me.
I love that Cooper Cronk one. That's juicy.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's Liam. I'm MG, wherever you are. Stay safe. We love you.